Hey, Maurice, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And good morning, everyone.
So this is an interesting topic. What is the creator economy?
Creator economy sounds so fancy when you put those two words together. But it's basically you and I, the every person, who have decided we've got some talent. You know, we might be able to write or draw or paint or produce videos or art or music or whatever else, and we want to share it with the world and we want to get money for it. So the ability to share our content with the world and turn it either into a side hustle, which is a little bit of money or a lot of money as well as whatever else we do, or into a full-time career.
I've seen some examples of this on places like Etsy, where people will like hand create stuff. Is it a viable full-time business?
It can be. There are people that are literally making many, many millions of dollars in this space, but they're always the shining examples of things that we think we're going to be when we get into it. And for some, they'll reach those heights. For most of us, it'll be a side hustle. But if you go into YouTube, this is some of the big brands that are in there. You've got Mr. Beast there, who has about 99 million subscribers. You've got Charlie D'Amelio, who's got 150 million followers. And you've got Joe Rogan, who's doing a podcast there, who also has many, many millions. And they've turned all of those abilities into a multi-million dollar business.
It's not something that even, I think, 10 years ago we were looking at. Are there some examples, like here in Albany, of people doing creator economy?
Yeah, there absolutely are. There are some great examples. I'm not sure whether they're all at the multi-million dollar stage yet, but there's some great examples. You know, you've got Kim Johnson there, who's a singer-songwriter, putting out her music on YouTube. You've got Zarin, Z-A-I-R-Y-N, again, a musician who's doing solo and band performances. You've got some wonderful foodie influencers in Albany as well. You've got the Albany Foodie at the Albany Foodie and Albany Eat at Albany underscore Eat, who are both giving information to the world about what wonderful food is available in Albany. The way they're making money, which is the important part of this as well, is not necessarily that they're selling the content, but the more people that they're able to get to watch or engage or somehow interact with their content, they're able then to go to advertise station, right, and get a little bit of money for each person that comes and views. They might be able to get a percentage if they're able then to on-sell products or merchandise, or they might have some other way, which is normally a third-hand way of making money.
It sounds like it can be very profitable if you find, like, your avenue.
It is like everything in life. If you can find your sweet spot, the thing that you love, that you naturally gravitate to, then, of course, there's great ways now to make a living out of it. And what's fascinating, again, is, as you said rightly, creator economy has been around for 10 years or more, started with Etsy and eBay and all kinds of places. But artificial intelligence, that AI thing that we've spoken about many times, is now making it much easier to create content. There are some wonderful artificial intelligence sites that will help you literally step by step to craft what you want to produce. You'll tell it where it's going to go, the sorts of things you want to do. It might create the video for you. So that's something like media.ai. You might be able to go into opus.pro, which again is an AI-powered video editing, and it knows the various formats, you know, the Instas and whatever else, and can produce really short, sharp videos for you from something you've already done. There are places to get royalty-free music. There are all sorts of things that artificial intelligence can do. And there's a list of those sorts of sites at my blog too that people can have a look at that will really help to move them into an industry that's currently worth about $160 billion, is going up to $529 billion by 2030, and by 2036 is going to be worth $600 billion. So there's a lot of growth left in this industry.
That's really fascinating. Thank you so much, Maurice.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Maurice Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. This is Albany 783 MMM.